Barnaby's Blueberry Bush. Barnaby Bear, a small bear with scruffy brown fur and a perpetually curious expression, lived near a sprawling blueberry bush. This bush wasn't just any bush. It produced the juiciest, plumpest blueberries Barnaby had ever tasted. He loved tending to it, carefully weeding around its base and protecting it from hungry birds. This year, however, the bush was producing very few blueberries. Barnaby was worried. He spent hours examining the soil, checking for pests, and even talking to the friendly ladybugs that usually lived amongst the leaves, but he couldn't find the problem. He sighed, his little brown nose twitching with concern. He needed a solution, and fast. The annual blueberry festival was only a week away, and Barnaby was famous for his blueberry pies. Seeking help in town. Barnaby decided to seek help from his friends in the nearby town of Honeycomb Hollow. He carefully packed a few of his remaining blueberries into a small basket, a little gift for his friends. He trotted down the path, his little paws patting softly on the grass. He first visited Millie Mouse, known for her gardening expertise. Millie examined the blueberries and the soil Barnaby brought, her tiny whiskers twitching thoughtfully. "Hmm," she squeaked. "The soil seems a bit dry. Have you been watering it enough?" Barnaby admitted he hadn't been as diligent as usual, focusing on weeding instead. Next, he went to see Old Man Owl, renowned for his wisdom. Old Man Owl hooted thoughtfully. "Perhaps the lack of rain has affected the bush. You need to create a way to better conserve the moisture." Building a water system. Barnaby returned home, his little head buzzing with ideas. Millie and Old Man Owl's advice gave him a plan. He remembered seeing a small stream a short distance away. He would need to create a system to channel the water to his blueberry bush. He collected some smooth, flat stones he found near the stream, and using his small tools, began to carefully dig a little trench. It was hard work, his small paws getting tired quickly. He had to patiently dig and avoid damaging any roots. He worked until sunset, painstakingly creating a narrow channel that sloped gently towards his blueberry bush. Finally, he placed the stones to line the trench, creating a pathway for the water to flow gently. The first watering. The next morning, Barnaby excitedly tested his system. He carefully scooped some water from the stream using a small, sturdy leaf he found. He gently poured the water into the channel, and to his delight, it flowed smoothly towards his little blueberry bush. He continued this process, patiently watering his bush each day. He watched anxiously as the leaves slowly started to regain their perkiness. Some tiny green blueberry buds also started to form. This gave him great hope. He could almost smell the delicious blueberry pie he would bake for the festival. A surprise visitor. One afternoon, while Barnaby was carefully weeding around his newly revitalized bush, he saw something moving near the stream. It was a family of rabbits, their eyes wide with surprise as they noticed Barnaby. He was startled at first, but then he remembered that rabbits loved blueberries too. He carefully picked a few of the new ripe blueberries and offered them to the rabbits. The rabbits excitedly nibbled the blueberries and hopped away, thanking Barnaby with a chorus of happy chirps. It was a heartwarming gesture that showed his kindness and generosity. Blueberry Festival triumph. The Blueberry Festival arrived, and Barnaby's stand was overflowing with his delicious blueberry pies. The aroma filled the meadow, attracting visitors from miles around. He had more blueberries than ever before. He shared his pies generously with everyone. This is how Barnaby, with the help of his friends and his own perseverance, not only saved his blueberry bush, but also celebrated his success at the town's blueberry festival. He learned about teamwork, problem solving, and the rewards of hard work. He was tired, but deeply happy.